we bring directors, producers, writers and filmmakers down to kind of talk about their films. We really want to kind of bring film to Cornwall that wouldn't normally get a cinema release or that people wouldn't get an opportunity to see. So that's obviously an important aspect, but obviously it has to be a good film, or we hope it'll be good.
You chose to come to Newquay instead of Falmouth. Why was that decision made?
Well, we've been in Falmouth for 9 years and we've like really loved being in Falmouth. It's a really lovely cinema there. We've been to different venues across Falmouth, but we are the Cornwall Film Festival and we felt that we were becoming the Falmouth Film Festival, and really we needed to serve the wider population in Cornwall. And it just worked out that as we were having those thoughts that we ought to be thinking about moving somewhere else, the Lighthouse Cinema was being built, and we were invited to come and have a look at the site, and we talked to the owner, and it just seemed that it would be the perfect sort of solution to our problem, because also in Falmouth we were limited by the cinema is quite small in Falmouth. Also, it's got 35mm screens, and everything's going digital now, so the Newquay cinema is all digital. It's got a massive foyer space where we can have parties and networking, so it just seemed like a good move to make.
And in your mind, what's the kind of highlight of this year's festival?
Well, we've got, I mean, really, the programme is just packed with really, really good films. We've obviously got our short film programmes. It's a very eclectic mix of kind of amateur to very high professional short films. We're really excited about our Made in Curnow short film programme, which is films made by people living in Cornwall or that have got a relationship to Cornwall. But in terms of the feature films, there's so many, it's hard to sort of go through them. But one of my favourite films is a film called Weekend, directed by Andrew and written by Andrew Haig. That's beautiful, beautiful film. Everyone should see it. And we've also got We Need to Talk About Kevin, which is getting rave reviews, 5-star reviews currently. That's starring Tilda Swinton, based on the novel written by Lionel Shriver, and she's doing a Q&A after the screening. So that's definitely a highlight. And we've got 3 Cornish features this year, which is really exciting. We had Happy Christmas by Mark Jenkin, and we've got Weekend Retreat with Brett by Brett Harvey, and The Fighter's Ballad, which was written by and stars Newquay boy Peter Cadwell, and that's really exciting.